AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, and wherever the hell you are. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast channel. On this episode of Milan Coast to Coast, well, I got my special part. It's all East Coast this week. We got Stevie P in the building filling in for Gio. We're going to be talking about a real piece of kind of game that really left us wanting so much more. We could have had so much more, but just disappointment was on the menu last night in Milan. Well, also, we're going to be talking a little bit about what's coming. We got big news for our contest coming just on Tuesday night. It's getting spooky, baby. The Halloween episode is just a couple of days away, and we got big games happening today. Me, Stevie P, we're going to talk about it all. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're here, if you haven't already, you got to do us a solid. Please make sure you subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell so you're up to date with all of our latest videos when we're dropping them live, like this morning. Make sure you leave a comment, smash the like button, follow us on all our audio platforms. And if you want to help support the channel, become a Patreon member. Me, Stevie P, the place to be. Let's go. Steve, you ready?
I am ready. Let's go.
Let's go.
Milan Weekly Podcast presents Milan Coast to Coast with your host, Gio and Fabio.
Benvenuti nella casa della mia!
Buone secca! Gol! Comandami! Gabriel, baby!
What up, everybody? Welcome. Happy Saturday morning to most of us here on the East Coast. Welcome to Milan Coast to Coast, only on the MWP channel here. I'm joined by Stevie P. Steve, how you doing this morning, bro?
Fucking pissed off.
Me too. It's a real piece of shit kind of day. Real piece of shit. That's what we're calling this episode. Because honestly, the way the game started out, you would expect it so much, but it wasn't going to be the case the way this game just so much. A lot of downs, a few ups, but let's talk about it. So we're going to start early, right? Because the game starts early. In the first 7 minutes, Leao finds, again, another great shot from outside the box, finds the net, presently supplies to see Leao having such a resurgence immediately back. No, Steve?
That's a carbon copy goal from the Fiorentina game. It looked like I was watching the same game. I had to actually check Fubo to make sure that I wasn't re-watching the Fiorentina match. The only thing that gave it away was Pisa's white jerseys. But let's start. I just want to take 2 seconds.
Of course.
To talk about the schedule maker. Why this Friday night game? Why after playing Sunday afternoon against Fiorentina, we play Friday? Not that I'm making excuses. I'm just saying. Friday night games. Now we're starting Friday night games, Thursday. What's next? This is becoming comical in terms of scheduling from Serie A just to plug in games. And again, it's not all Serie A. It's Milan's not in Europe, so we play these weird games. But it was too much of a roller coaster of a game for me in my liking.
It was. I mean, again, the first half, yes, we end the first half. There are a couple of chances that, we could have capitalized on, but it's really the second half that the game kind of completely gets out of hand, right? And out of hand. Let's talk about the hand, because the hand is kind of where we start, right? We got DeWinter getting a handball call for this particular here. We have a little screenshot here. They get the handball. They even review it. They confirm it, say, no, it's a pen. Then here comes Cuadrado. He scores the goal. Now it's 1-1. Am I wrong to ever criticize Mike for the fact that he never makes a penalty save? Am I wrong for saying that?
Look, it's really hard. Penalty shot taking is something. It's an art. I find it's an art because the pressure is on the shooter all the time. We see on other teams and other, you know, when we have PKs against other teams, it's usually us missing because, you know, a la Pulisic, we missed the net, or, you know, we just don't hit it properly. That was a well-struck penalty by Cuadrado, 37 years old. Of course, first goal for Pisa. What a surprise, right? Everything first happens against Milan. For me, I have never hid the fact that it's impossible that we're still calling PKs for that. You understand? Like, it's not something that I'm for when we get them. Yes, I'll take them. I will have my Milan glasses on. I will take them. When they're against, though, you see how they sting. Because how do you want this guy to defend? Like, it's not an unnatural position to defend like that. They actually almost teach you to be, you know, your body at three quarters and your hands in a position to, let's say, protect the ball or feel the defender. Now, if a shot comes out from outside the box and hits you in the hand, and you don't make a gesture to make a glove save a la Patrick Roy or Henrik Lundqvist, how can this be a penalty in today's game? With so much technology and so much, so much eagerness to improve this game, we're still having trouble with the handball in the box and not getting it right all the time. I don't know. It's very frustrating, but in the scope and in the rules of the game, yes, it was a penalty and it's tied 1-1.
And you know what? That one I can kind of swallow a little bit. And not great for DeWinter. You finally get a chance to start for Tomori. I don't know if Tomori maybe was a little banged up. So we give DeWinter the start. Again, you sign these guys, you expect they're able to play, right? What a notion, right? But the real thing about this game is wasted opportunities, because we have two insane good chances. First, Modric, again, how many times are we going to mention? 40 years old, 40 years young, as I like to say. Modric still showing that he's undoubtedly the best midfielder in our team. At 40 years old, nobody can touch this guy. He finds a great pass, who finds Fofana. Fofana, listen, there's a lot of bad stuff you could say about Fofana. A lot of people were piling on about this particular game with him. But he has a nice little back flick that finds Rafa. And if Rafa doesn't go full power, as I like to say, like he's playing PS5, he just presses the button too long and blasts it into the crossbar, we should be looking at 2-1 here, but it doesn't happen. A little disappointing. Then we have another great opportunity from a corner. Surprise, surprise. I believe it was Modric who kicked it, if not Bartosaki, but he might have been out of the game at this point. But Gabbia gets a great corner. He gets a header on it. Goalkeeper makes a save. The ball falls to Salamakis, and he makes an outstanding shot from outside the box, which, of course, the goalkeeper, as Buffon, you know, he's Buffon, all of a sudden dives and makes a crazy save against. We're still at 1-1. And then here's another chance. This is probably the chance that we all thought for sure was going to be buried. Modric finds Leao, who does the right thing, who leaves it to Nkunku, and Nkunku just takes one step too far, and when he goes to shoot, it's the defender dives and makes a save. Too many chances when you see that, Steve, right? Especially three or four good chances back to back to back. It's like almost like you could smell something bad is coming, right?
Absolutely, Fabio. It's the soccer gods coming in at its finest. The game is, as American football, a game of inches, right? So a couple of inches higher, and Salamaker scoring probably goal of the season from way outside the box. Appreciate the effort and appreciate the technique and all. a couple of inches lower, and Leao has a brace again for the second game in a row. And yes, like you said, we are leading 2-1. And not taking an extra step, imagine, almost half a second too much. And that's how even Pisa in the University of Soccer in defending Serie A, whether people in the EPL want to admit it or not, you get in a tackle and you never see even a chance on goal. You don't even get a corner for how good that defending was, because it bounces off Nguku and it ends up as a goal kick, right? So this is a byproduct of, I think, if we go backwards now, Nguku not playing enough with Milan and not being in a lot of those situations to be at let's say game-ready pace to be able to finish that off. If we go back again, Salchicha Maker, yes, every time Milan plays, it seems like the other goaler gets prime Iker Casillas or prime Gianluigi Buffon. And again, in a nutshell, overall, we're clearly missing Pulisic, Rabiot, and we are clearly missing a number 9 that's on those balls and scoring and getting us 3 points and not letting us drop points against Pisa. This is the frustrating part, Fabio.
Absolutely. And we're going to touch on both those things that you just mentioned in just a little bit. But we make a substitution. We take out Bartezaghi, right? And we give Atakame a chance to come in. Now, he comes in, and Atakame's thing is that he's able to play both left wing, left back, right back, right? So we put him in. We put him on that side. He's going to play the left wing back. He was playing left, right? Yeah, he was. And we left Salamakas alone on the right side. So there's a moment that happens where this kind of brain fart moment. It looks like Fofana is kind of tapping out. I don't know what he's doing in this. But they let Nzola get the ball, and he's basically one-on-one with Mike. I don't know what happens to Atakame at this moment. But there is something that happens to Gabia. There is something that happens to Gabba. I don't know how the referee misses this, right? And there you see Nzola score the goal. And Nzola has been a great player. If you guys don't know about Nzola, he's been around. He's been a minute. He's been around these lower clubs. So if you give him a chance like this, of course, Buffon wasn't in net for us. Now, again, it's almost sacrilegious as a Milan fan to ever speak ill of Mike. But here's the chance. Mike really doesn't have much to do this game. He doesn't. He does it. The two times you see him at all is when they concede goals, which is so upsetting. And is that his fault? No, because I don't even think that goal should have been called. That's a goddamn NFL tackle. I don't know if they scheduled NFL on Friday over there, but Gabia got tackled in the middle of the field, and they didn't even review it. VAR is out. So everybody who says VAR helps us left and right, here's another opportunity. They're outside smoking a cigarette. Maybe they weren't told there was a game on Friday this week. I don't know. But what do you think about this second goal? What's your thoughts on it?
So this is Serie A at its finest, guys. And we've said it multiple times, and I'm going to continue repeating it. It can't be, as a league, you are the first to implement, VAR, and you are still the worst at it. And Serie A is the worst at it, guys. Unfortunately, Fabio, this is... It's not clear. We saw it last week when Milan was, advantageous from VAR, and we got that PK against Fiorentina. Now we see it work against us, right? So it's give me the points, take away the points. But it can't be that way, guys. And that's what's frustrating to me, because I've seen them review fouls that happened, no joke, maybe a minute before the actual goal happens, and call it back because it did affect the play. Now, clearly, as we saw from that little skit, this tackle, whether it's incidental or not, affects the game, affects the play, because he ends up with Nzola on the ball, and on a breakaway against Mike. There's two things here. Atakami keeping Nzola onside, and there's this foul. So if you have to look at it at VAR, you have to look at the complete segment of this play, not pick and choose what you want to look at. They chose, from what I was watching and the commentary that I was watching on Fubo, they were looking at the offside. That's fine. It's one of the two factors in this godforsaken play that caused them to be on a breakaway. So let's look at the entire section of that play and see what got influenced so that Nzola would be on a breakaway. Because it usually doesn't really happen that much unless you're Napoli in the Champions League against PSV and you lose 6-2 and you end up with a guy who's on a breakaway from his own half. Right? So, like, something's happening there that's influencing the play and the defender to make some sort of play, take a step back and get ahead on it, and it goes back to Mike and he picks it up like he's picked up every ball. Also, I think Mike thought that the play was going to be dead. He didn't look like he came out in his usual Mike self, and that's a little bit on Mike, right? So it's really sad. This is what pisses me off, because this team defensively has improved so much.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know, when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
From last year. So much. It's uncharacteristic of us to let in two goals, as we see. It happens against Cremonese, and now it happens against Pisa. Now, in between, it was give and take, right? Clean sheet, one. But now we're giving away two uncharacteristic. One, PK, we have no way of stopping that unless we cut off the winter's arm, right? And the second one is a breakaway, guys. Like, I think this team has done enough so far in these X number of games to say that, hey, defensively you're sound. You're not going to get a breakaway on us. And I think if that tackle doesn't happen by Ray Lewis from Pisa on Gabbia, we're not talking about this. And we're talking about maybe we're going to still be at 1-1. And we're still going to be having this. We're still going to be having this podcast. And we're still going to be pissed off that we're dropping points. Ma va fanculo, everybody. I'm fed up, Fab. I'm fed up. It's always a struggle. The Cremonese, you heard us. We pounded on Milan. But now here, it's a calamity of errors that drop points. I can't. I'm really pissed.
And the point is that, yes, at that point, I go, we went from, we got this game. We're looking good. Oh, fuck. Now we got to get back into it. To Jesus Christ, we're going to lose all 3 points. What an embarrassment. Again, a promoted side is giving us such a hard time. And then, all right, we're getting into the dying moments. Now we get this outrageous 8 minutes of extra time. And off a corner kick, the ball falls to Atakame. And again, you cannot erase giving up a goal. The only way you erase it is if you add two goals, all right? It's got to be at least a plus one. I don't need a minus out. That doesn't necessarily help. But Atakame puts in a goal, a crazy shot that somehow nicks the bar and goes in. Beautiful goal. I mean, the goalkeeper didn't even move. What a surprise. Now I'm thinking, you know what? Fuck this. Let's go. Why can't we steal all 3 points? Let's go. And by God, Steve, we have a fucking chance in Salamanca. Him and Leao, little one touch, 1-2, finds himself. He keeps going. I'm thinking, all right, lay the ball off to somewhere. Do something with the ball. He's still in the box with the ball. And then he shoots it wide. I couldn't. I mean, just shows you everything that could go wrong tonight was going wrong for this team. What were your thoughts after seeing Salad fucking miss it wide?
So first, fantastic technique by Atacante and taking that shot without even being able to take a touch, full body movement. And the ball had eyes, Fabio. The ball had eyes. You see it on the replay. It was destined to get in, to go in, right? Kiss off the post. Yeah. I was watching the game with my son. We were actually right here, just on the other side where the TV is. And, you know, my son is getting into soccer, like really getting into soccer now. So, like, there was F-bombs, and I'm not even getting mad as a parent. I'm so happy that he's F-bombing everything. And he's like, we need to get 3 points. And that's the attitude. That's what I love. He wanted to get 3 points. I wanted to get 3 points. We could have got 3 points. And how do we miss that chance, Fabio? Yeah. Yeah. I feel you, Salchicha Maker, because I was on the floor. Hurt my knee. Floor at the basement of the Casa Polillo. Hard as a fucking rock. And when you fall to your knees, it hurts, Salchicha Maker. And man, did we fall on our knees with my son on top of me grabbing his hair. Oh no, daddy. Oh no. What did he do? What did he do? And I was just saying, toe poke. Why a toe poke? You're right there. You're at the 7-yard line there. It's six. It's a 6-yard box, Fab. Maybe he was a yard past the 6-yard box. We're at 7-yard box. Take a try. If he becomes the reincarnation of Gianluigi Buffon and stops it, you clap. But don't miss the net. Don't miss the net. And Fofana, Vatana Fangula Fofana. Your fucking body language after a fucking shit-ass game. You want the ball? You wanted him to pass you the ball at the 7-yard box for you to skyrocket it in someone in the curva. Fuck you. Fuck you, Fofana. Go pick him up. And you know what? As unmature as Leao was last week, and Gabby had to keep his shirt on, fuck was he mature, he was the first one to go pick up Salchicha Maker. Because that's a huge miss. It's a difference between 3 points and 1 point.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't believe he missed that chance. I replayed it. I rarely replay things to see what happens. I replayed it 3 times. Thank you, Fubo, for having us be able to record and also rewind. I can't believe it. Fofana.
It's like you couldn't believe he even had the ball still at that point. He looked like he was just going to lose possession at some point. But finding it there and just being a little too cute at the end. You didn't.
Sala Messi.
Yeah, but that's Messi buries those, all right?
Messi buries those, and that would have been the Crudele commentary on that. Sala Messi. Yes, it's a goal, but for us, Sala Messi, a miss and a drop of 2 points.
Yeah. So let's just talk a little bit about the midfield, because I think the midfield is clearly missing something, right? And this is kind of a two-parter. Clearly, it's missing Rabiot. And clearly, now you see maybe why Ricci hasn't been started. He hasn't been necessarily great. Fofana has his stupid moments, but we see Allegri seems to trust him, seems to constantly be putting him in. And for every 4 or 5 awful shots that hit some poor guy drinking his beer in the second stands, he will provide some sort of flick, some sort of let off. He has his moments where you see. But this is clearly Rabiot is a valuable, extremely valuable part of this midfield. And as since he and Pulisic have been removed from the team, we are suffering big times. So what's your thoughts on clearly Rabiot's absence and also what Ricci's shown you with these last two games.
So we'll start first with Rabiot. Again, never hid the fact that I'm not a huge Rabiot fan, but, you know, I'm getting acquainted and, you know, obviously looks much better in red and black than he did in white and black. So it kind of warms my heart to see him in Milan. And I'm starting to appreciate what he does well. And what he does well is he controls the tempo of the game along with Modric. And, you know, it puts a little bit less stress on Modric. Modric being able to link up with Rabiot, you see that that's the talent. And, you know, God-given talent of both to understand soccer and move the ball around. But what also happens is when you have those two guys there, the other two parts of that midfield understand their role and don't need to do too much. So Fofana is the ball retriever, and whoever you want to put there is, again, ball retriever number two. So once you remove one of those pieces out of there, someone feels like they need to do more. And usually it's Fofana for some reason, and I don't know why. And it's maybe because he finds himself and the ball finds him in positions where he needs to do more. That's what happens. And last week when I talked about Salchicha Maker being played out of position, forced him to be and do too much and made his game look absolutely terrible. Some said he had a good game. I personally did not think it. So for Ricci and Fofana, when they're caused to do too much, this is when their game suffers, because that's not what they do. So Ricci is not a little mini maestro. Ricci is a ball winning. You see the passes, but we're also for someone myself who wanted to see Ricci on this team, and he needs to play. He's a pivotal part, Fabio. We're going to need to suffer.
Yeah.
To watch him play for him to get better. We're going to remind you of Tonali. Now, internet, I am not comparing Tonali and Ricci, but they're kind of similar. And we had to be patient. We'd be patient with Tonali to see the fruits of Tonali later on. We need to be patient with Ricci to see the fruits of Ricci later on. But Fofana, he is a lumberjack. Your typical lumberjack. Even his socks, we had it in the comments. Even his socks are those of lumberjack. Rolled so low, ready to chop some wood, but that's what he needs to be. And, you know, from those positions, the Ricci and the Fofana position in our midfield, if we go with what Allegri said, we need goal contributions from them. And if that's at 15, it's starting to look at the way we're going that it's going to be a hard number to reach. So we got to find that difference somewhere else.
Well, I know one place we're not finding it, Steve, and this is a great segue. We're not finding it from our one striker, because I look at this game, and if we're going to talk about hold-up play, as the only thing this guy provides, Jesus Christ, when is Santi Jimenez going to wake up? When is he even going to get? He's not in this game at all. He played for, 75 minutes? And he's not in one highlight? There's no shots on target, nothing. What is going on with Santi? How much patience do we need to have with this guy?
Right now, because we have no one else. We have no choice. We have to have patience in terms of at least admire the work rate on the pressing side. But Fabio, like you said, and you cannot say it better, if you're playing 75 minutes in Serie A as a number 9 and Milan's number 9 and you have not one attempt on goal, not even a sniff, not even in a dangerous area, Now it's that critical point, right, Fabio? Now he has some haters and he has some guys like me, and I'll admit it. Let's give him a chance. Let's make sure that we give him the time to try to create something and maybe turn around the season and, you know, his actual Milan career. but we're hitting that 365-day mark at Milan, right? Remember, he's a January transfer. Once we hit 365 days at Milan and you're still playing 75 minutes and not getting even a sniff at goal, you'll lose that part of the fan base, and then the pressure becomes almost unrepairable for you. A la Piantek. You understand? Remember? The stupid guns that had no fucking bullets inside them. So, right? So, one thing that I would do if I was Santi Jimenez is fucking rip off the Band-Aid. Take out the fucking Band-Aid from your nose. We're not 1990 NFL. You don't need it. You don't need the fucking Band-Aid. And let's go. Put yourself, come on the pitch maybe one day with your hair not done, and go to work and get some shit goal, scrap goal, whatever you need to get yourself back into this game, because we've invested in you as a fan base and as a club. We need you to score goals.
All right, so let's do top and flop now. So there's a clear top, but I want to hear what your top option is.
Again, I feel like I'm repeating myself, and I feel like we could change the subject. We should change the topic to who's a top other than Luka Modric? Because in this game, Fabio, yes, we have Leao who scores a goal. Right, we have, you know, Salchicha Maker doing some good things, minus his miss at the end. If I say anybody outside of Luka Modric, I liked that Salamaker was able to come back to his position, play a decent game, be dangerous for Milan, because that's how important he is right now. And for me, other than Modric, it's Salchicha Maker in that top podium style Milan Weekly podcast player of the match.
I'm gonna lean towards Leao. I think it's extremely important that he finds the net early. Again, sets the tone, but the rest of the team is not necessarily living up to his standards. Again, finding the net, he's still not 100%. If anybody thinks he's actually 100% already, you're crazy. You can see he's not still getting even used to the style that Allegri wants him to play, because this is not his natural way of playing. But I think Leao has easily been the best player. And if not for the full power on that one shot, I think you would have had a brace there. And again, it would have been another game for Leao to remember. He's still showing how valuable he is, but there's nobody who's going to tell me anything different and say that Pulisic is not the most valuable player on this team at the moment. Even with Modric, Pulisic is still the heart. But second, if Leao can be going, we can get the two of them together, they're going to be dangerous. But who's your flop of this game?
Fofana, the lumberjack. Not good enough. Not good enough, Fab. He has to realize that he, of that midfield, is probably at the longest tenure, if we don't count Salchicha Maker being with us for so long and going out on loan two times before he comes back. Fofana needs to show the way. And what happens with Fofana is, you know, we lose too much in the offensive third. And he seems to be not on the same page with the rest of the guys on the midfield when Rabiot's not in there. And this is a problem, Fabio, because we see on goal number two that this causes multiple areas of weakness on the back line. So the back line is only as strong as our midfield line. And for me, Fofana is not contributing offensively. Defensively, there's too many mistakes. And in possession, there's also silly mistakes that we should not be giving away the ball. For me, flop of the game, Fofana.
I like this flop coming from Andrew in the chat. Flop at the comment. Besides his goal, he was wasteful in possession and at fault for the goal, for goal two, playing him onside. That's a good point. I like that one too. But I'm going to be a little controversial, I guess, because I'm going Mike. I say it's Mike. Mike, you have nothing to do the whole game, and the two times you could have made a save would have saved us the game. Now, that doesn't take away from all the wonderful things you've done in the past, all the saves and games that you kept us in. But again, against Pisa, you're the captain, aren't you, Mike? Don't you have the little armband? Where is the leadership? We needed you to just come big. I maybe my flop is too harsh, but you know what? Gio's always the harsh one. I'm the more lenient teacher, so that's how we're doing it tonight. Oh, Jimenez. Jimenez is definitely the flop. That's another great
yeah,
one.
Yeah, so 100%. Socially occupied, he saved you there, Fab, because I was wow. Of all the people, you know, and again, for me, sometimes I like to go around there, easy access to Jimenez to be the flop there, and try to look a little bit past the obvious flop. But you went like a great use. You just streamed straight by everybody, and you went to Mike Mania, where his two possible game-saving requests from Fabio are, no pressure, Mike, stop a penalty or stop a breakaway, buddy.
Yeah, do one. Do one of them, and we would have had 3 points. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, it's a little harsh, but you know what? He's the captain. We got to raise the captain up to be at a higher standard. That's all I'm saying. All right, so let's just talk a little bit. We're not going to talk about Atalanta because that game's coming on Tuesday, but we still have to see what they do later today in the prime time matchup against Cremonese. All right, but we do have a game that's actually quite interesting that I just want to get your take on, because depending on how it turns out, we could either still be in first or now dropping at least to second place. Napoli-Inter, what are your thoughts on this game today?
I expect a Napoli to come out very, very hungry. They got completely, Fabio, embarrassed against PSV in the Champions League.
Oh, my God.
Conte's teams usually don't take six. He took six. So I expect the guys to have, you know, suffered quite a bit in practice the day after that game. And now it's time for them to show, are they the defending champions or is Inter going to, you know, dictate their will? Because Inter had quite an easy Champions League win, 4-0. And now, besides Thuram, are quite healthy. They've seen what Milan did. So Milan changed the scope of this game a bit, right? So
yeah.
If Milan would have won, I think both teams, Inter and Napoli, would have tried not to drop points, and we would have probably got some sort of tie. But now with Milan dropping points, the dogs are out, and everybody wants to be top dog. So I'm looking for a game that's going to be exciting. I'm looking for a game that's going to be tough, because both want to be top dogs. And, you know, Milan gave them the aperitivo to this lunchtime madness.
Let me ask you a question. Am I wrong to say that this would be Napoli's third or fourth loss in a row if they were to drop? Because they did just lose to Udinese, and they lost. Was the previous game against us, or they played somebody else in the middle? I don't remember. Anyway,
we'd have to check the scoreboard, but it would not surprise me, and then they would have to squiggle in one win here in between to not have it to be three in a row. But if you look at the bigger scope, it's just one win. Even if it's a span of four games, Fabio, to be 1-3 is a little problematic for Napoli. And, you know, Napoli's starting to get a little taste of playing three times a week again. And they're finding that it's pretty hard, right? So yeah. I think last week, losing against Torino with Luca, That wasn't great. And then in the actual Champions League, I think it was Luca who took a red card, not helping your team out at all in a Champions League match where they needed to win. So
that's true. Excuse me, I said Udinese, it was Torino. But yeah, they're looking at a third one. To me, if I'm sitting there and say, look, this would be extremely embarrassing for Napoli to one. They just got demolished during the week. Now they're going to go and play Inter, and if they lose all 3 points, it's not crisis mode because it's so early, but it's definitely too many losses in a row from a Conte team. I don't think that's going to fly. I think a lot of people are going to start losing. The poor Napolitans, they're going to be dropping margarita pizza all over the floor if they don't at least – I think they salvage a point today. I think somehow this game ends up 1-1, and Inter only takes a point from them. And I think in regards for Napoli, I think they should be happy with that because they seem like they're slipping. Inter definitely has more of the momentum going into this game. So we'll see. We'll see. Obviously, a tie helps us the most because then we remain in first. So that's what we want. Let's go. It's time for the parting shot time, Steve. So what are your final thoughts of this game before we get to next week?
Final games. Finish. 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 We need someone to take the bull by the horn and start to finish. If it's not Santi Jimenez, we need Leao to keep on this great form that he's had. We're going to play a tough Atalanta next Tuesday. Again, schedule maker, fuck you, Serie A, Tuesday match. We need finishing, Fabio. We should not have dropped points against Pisa. We should have not had a complicated match against Fiorentina. And this is all because we're lacking at that striker position. We need a true number nine, true goal scorer to come to fruition. This investment that we've had in Santi Jimenez needs to come full circle. I said it when we signed him. I hope this is not another pistolero. And it looks like it is. And it's every time that the fucking internet goes crazy in the winter. Sign. I need to sign someone. The winter mercato, guys, for how much I love Mercato Madness, is probably the worst. The worst time to sign a player. And if you have no choice and it does come out beneficial for you, it's very rare that if you're not spending top dollar, you can integrate a striker of top class into a club at the halfway point. And we saw it started off well, Fabio, but then the realization of how heavy Milan's jersey is comes to the realization that it's tough to play for Milan. And we don't really service a lot of the strikers that we have. You know, the last one that we really created a lot of chances for was Inzaghi. And Inzaghi was a type of striker where he found himself in dangerous positions all the time. And we had the playmakers to service him. After that, we've struggled at that position because, you know, we just don't have the quality anymore in Milan's game that we had in the past to service a striker the way he's supposed to. So he needs to create for himself, a la Giroud, a la Zlatan.
Well, my parting shot is, it's all about big business nowadays, right, Steve? It's all about business. That's all everybody cares. So we got a new sponsor, right? Now un poco de Coca-Cola while you're watching the thing. Oh, so, you know, I like Dr. Pepper. Does anybody care? No, nobody gives a shit. You know what I don't care most about? Because I'm becoming a little superstitious. Not a little bit. I'm very superstitious. And every time I see this fucking brand in some merchandise that they're fucking rolling into the game, it never works out well. It never. Off-white. Off getting points. That's what it should be called. It was just terrible. And look, I love the style. I love the jacket. I wish I could afford it. But I don't have an extra $17,000 for a fucking jacket. All right? And you know what I don't have time for? I don't have time for not getting all 3 points. It seems like this fucking off-white. Every time they hit the pitcher, there's never good news for Milan. So please, can we save off-white for some? Can we get some summer attire, Steve? Maybe a nice beach shirt or a towel or something? Because I don't need them during the season. They're not helping me much.
Off-white. Create the Speedo. And we will wear it.
Please, please. And Facebook Frank is looking up right now if they actually have a Speedo to get it to us. Guys, me and Stevie, we appreciate everybody being here. Big ups to our super chat that we had. Let me put him up here. Where is he? I got to find this comment. Lynch, we appreciate. Big ups to you, gentlemen. Have a wonderful
day. Thank you, Lynch.
Everybody, guys, we have a big show coming on Tuesday. All right, you don't want to miss it. After Milan Atalanta, Stevie P, Vinny T, special spooky Halloween edition of the Milan Weekly Podcast. You do not want to miss it. Super chats are still going. If we hit our 500 goal super chats, the top 3 people will be getting a wonderful, unbelievable opportunity of getting whatever vintage pitch shirt that they want. It's top class, great material, great designs, and an even better co-owner in Stevie P. You don't want to miss it, so please, Super Chats are still open. Super Chat, join the Patreon if you want to help support the channel. For me and Stevie P, ovunque and sempre.
Forza Milan!
Forza Milan. Peace out, everybody. Enjoy your weekend and good night.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.